Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews, and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Today's start date is 60.10096. Again, today's start date, 60.10096. Do you know this 60-bit? That's the year of Pluto, so we're in Pluto's 60th year, and arbitrarily set from about 12,000 years ago, 12,000 Earth years, or 60 Pluto years, and we're 10,096 days since it last rounded the Sun for its New Year's. So the start date, 60.10096. The Glacier View Community Council is meeting April 27th, 7 p.m. at Glacier View School. All are welcome. Again, April 27th, 7 p.m. at Glacier View School. All are welcome. Some of the council notes for that meeting include May 11th through 13th, we have Mike Conti, a photography teacher and professional photographer coming up from Anchorage. He teaches photography UAA, and also gives workshops, which is what he's going to do here in Glacier View. He'll be working with the kids at the school on the 11th and 12th during the school day, starting with things very, very, very practical, like how does light move and how does a lens work? Really interesting, very basic to understanding photography a little better. So, in the evenings of the 11th and 12th, he will have workshops for the community. And then on Saturday, he will have a workshop from 9 to 1. Now, there's a lot of cool things about Mike. One is, he's a really terrific photographer, which helps if that's your business and what you teach, etc. But also, his workshops are going to start with not only the basics of how light works, how lenses work, but also how to take a good photo with your cell phone. I mean, there are more cell phone photos now than any other kind of photo since the beginning of photography. So cell phones are massively important, have a huge impact in our graphic world. Why not have a few tips on how to take them better? Well, that's what Mike's going to do, and he starts with stunning and beautiful, not so much on the technical side. He's very competent, but his goal is stunning and beautiful. So come to the workshops on the 11th and 12th and in the evenings, 7 o'clock at Glacier View School, and on the 13th, Saturday morning, 9. And during these workshops, he will also have stunning show of some of his photos. So their photos, the photo workshop is not only technical and not only how to do good photos with cell phones and point and click and professional cameras, but also slideshows of some of his favorite shots that he's done, and maybe even a bit on how they were taken. But it's also an inspiring time. So even if you don't want to take photos, come enjoy the workshop, enjoy the photos, enjoy the company. Glacier View School, 11th, 12th, and 13th. 11th and 12th, 7 p.m. at the school, Glacier View School, 13th, 9 in the morning. Last week on the Glacier Review, we mentioned how the 911 list worked. Somebody had a little brush fire that started getting out of control. They called the person closest to them in their area. That was me. I was the captain and called a lot of other people to show up and then went myself. Some people didn't know what turn to take on the highway. what driveway? Maybe it's time to put up a little firefighters turn here sign. But how can we carry those around in our car or trucks, not get them all too battered up and take up too much room? Because if there's a fire, we're just going to hop in and go. We're not going to go dig around for a sandwich sign or something. So we have to talk about the next step. Also, on the 27th at the council meeting, we will be talking about the trail grant and how that process is continuing. There's a big meeting on the morning of the 27th, 10 p.m. at the Annex in Palmer. Great place to meet. So if you're from Glacier View and you have a little time, Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, come to the Annex, and that's where we'll be discussing with the borough and others about this grant and our trail progress. We have a problem with our budget. That's true. We have a problem with the Glacier View Community Council budget. It turns out we're off, and we're off by quite a bit. The good news is we have $19,000 more than we thought we had. So at the council, we'll be discussing long-term budgeting, long-term projects, getting ideas, and also working on the idea of a pavilion and picnic benches and tables. So work has on that idea has grown. Also, work on the idea of covering the hockey rink has grown. And right now it stands that both may be possible. Wow! Glacier View is a community kind of place. And the pavilion, just an outdoor covered area, a roof and some tables and picnic benches, is a place for people to gather. And how do you have a community if you can't get together and have a picnic in the summer? So it's an important thing to look at, and we'll be discussing that, as well as the possibility of covering the ice skating rink to keep the snow out or at least reduce it, and maybe even emergency planning in terms of maybe some place to cook, some way to upgrade cooking. All right, Glacier View Gardens. Whoa, beehives alive and well in Glacier View. A couple of people made bee orders, live bees, hives, and there, I believe there are 7 active hives now in Glacier View. Actually, there's probably more than that with Dina, the bee lady. So, because of our meetings with Glacier View Gardens, we have honey coming out of Glacier View soon. So, the bees are alive, and Glacier View Gardens is alive too. Look forward to more on summer Glacier View Garden events. Cleanup week we'll be discussing. Every year we have in the spring, we go get cleanup bags, and we take different parts of the highway, go along, and bag trash. We're also, speaking of bagging trash, a lot of the trash will be bags that fly from cars and trucks, those little thin grocery bags you get at the grocery store, at the hardware store, and that. Well, Glacier View Community Council committed $300 in funds to have bags, permanent bags, you know, cloth bags or something. We need to further that along. We also have 2 people coming in from the Palmer-Wasilla area to discuss emergency planning. They've already visited once this year. They're coming back. And we'll have notes from our borough representative, Jim Sykes, who's engaged in another meeting on the 27th, but he's sent us some notes on what is going on, what to listen to. So that's about the size of it for Glacier View Community Council meeting. There's doubtless a few other things and our call for the good of the order. So that is the 27th, 7 p.m. Glacier View School. All are welcome. The planet Saturn, mysterious place, stormy clouds, rings. Saturn also has an Earth satellite, Cassini. Cassini has been circling Saturn for some time now and is due to end its mission in September. Last few months of this very successful NASA satellite, it will take a nosedive. It will change its trajectory and go through the cloud cover. Now, the clouds might be acidic. They might be acid clouds and don't know if radio waves will penetrate once the spacecraft has gone through. Also, when it hits the planet, there may be some seismic anomalies that they'll be able to read and transmit before it no longer works. Don't know exactly what's going to come out of Cassini in September, but on Facebook, on the Glacier Review page. So go to Facebook, go to the Glacier Review, and I have posted the latest on Cassini from NASA. Read up on it. We're going to hear a lot more about Cassini as it gets closer and closer for its time to dive. It's springtime. We're seeing ducks, geese, swans, all manner of birds coming to Alaska on their way through or even nesting here. We're going to have more ducks in our music section, but first, let's do the station identification. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org and become a member today. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. All right, back to ducks and wildlife and duck music. This is quintessential duck music.
The other night, all the ladies were treating me right, moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms, I begin to duck. Look at me, I'm the disco duck. I return to my seat, but there's no stopping that duck in his beat. So I got that duck to try my luck. Well, look, we'll be right back.
Yippers, that's just what you thought it was. That's Disco Duck. Boy, oh boy, what a famous song that was for a brief period of time. Speaking of fame and fortune, here's another oldie that you'll recall. That was, of course, the song Fame that really gained a lot of fame for it. But how about Funky Town?
Talk about it.
Okay, that was Funky Town. Let's ritz up the program just a little bit. Let's put on the ritz. Thank you for listening today. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit The Glacier Review on Facebook to add your comments, add photos, and see what others are saying. I will be posting photos of guests, gadgets, web links, and more. Until my next program, and by the way, I want to remind you, We will be off air during the month of May and early June. The Glacier Review will not be on air. Radio Free Palmer will be building community, but the Glacier Review will not be airing during May and the first part of June. So, until my next program, good wishes to you and yours. See you on Facebook at The Glacier Review. Thanks for listening. My name is Joseph Davis.